We might imagine that prior to the Civil War, most large farming operations in the South used slave labor. Today, we take you to a homestead that was working to abolish the practice. A unique piece of history on today's American countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. New logo, easier name to say, but at their core, still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgriLiquid, and we like it that way. AgriLiquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland to view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
When you think of large southern acreages of the 1800s, we might envision landowners dependent on slave labor to till the soil. As Sean Rogers explains, Mendenhall Home Place is different than many other properties of the day.
We like to think of this place as an interpretive center of the other South, a South of non-slaveholding, peace-loving people who promoted education for everyone.
The Mendenhalls were Quakers, and they worked to end slavery as best they could.
There were examples of Quakers buying slaves for reasons that may be surprising to some. In some cases, they would actually purchase slaves and hold them in trust so they could live in virtual freedom, and then make arrangements for them to be carried off to free soil areas.
The example of these Quaker families was even larger than simply purchasing freedom for slaves, though.
Our Richard Mendenhall was one of the founders of the North Carolina Manumission Society in 1816. They were also involved in recolonization. They would purchase slaves, and then they would give them the choice to where they would like to settle, whether they would like to go up north or Haiti, where they were establishing free democratic farming colonies.
Still, other members of the Mendenhall family worked to help slaves in other ways as well.
They basically established a vocational training center of sorts here. Slaves were trained in all kinds of different trades, and they became well-skilled artisans. Some were millers. One was trained in a mercantile trade and managed Richard Mendenhall's store.
The Mendenhall home place shares other ways the Quakers of the area helped slaves find freedom and excel in business. That's next time as we travel the countryside near Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.